This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Crane Kenny gets us started here on the home opener. Crane, it's great to see you. The Cubs president of business operations. And really, you know, we do this every year, and it's so nice to see you and have this tradition with you that we have here.
Yeah, we're lucky. But I got to say, just listen to the bump on the way in. You guys have the best job in the world. Like, how much fun do you guys have? One, talking about sports all day with Mitch and a good crew and a bunch of colleagues that are a lot of fun. So I want your job. That's pretty cool.
We try to do a good job of having a fun job. That's kind of my mantra, my motto. I have to start with the fit, okay? Your opening day fit is supreme. You've got the businessman's tie with the vest, and then you've also got the kicks to go with it, the Fly the W Air Force Ones.
The suit, the sweater vest, we mixed texture here, the nice knot on the tie with blue and red. But the swag is really your ring and your shoes here. Mitch texted me right after we talked and said, check out Crane's shoes. Everybody wants the shoes.
Oh, Crane. My God. It's like a mullet, right? It's business on the top and fun on the bottom. Well, I said to you guys earlier, and this is, you guys are absolutely helping me at home. My wife's out of town, which meant I had to dress myself today. And when I looked at the shoe options, I know she hates these shoes because she says, you're trying to be cool and you're not. You can't wear those. Those are for young people. So I said, you know what? She's not here. She can't police me. I'm wearing them anyway. So when you guys point that out, I hope she'll listen somewhere and give me some cred.
You are young. You do look fly. Everything is good. Yeah. Don't worry about what one person thinks. Think about all the compliments you've gotten already today. It's not even 11 o'clock in the morning.
So I know there's a really tough question coming because when somebody says something nice about me, I know right after that's going to be something really tough.
I do think we need to point out or describe the shoes. Are they Jays or are they Air Force Ones?
No, they're Air Force Ones in the Cub colors. The left shoe says Fly. The right shoe says W. They're fun. And Nike, a great partner. You're going to see a lot of baby blue Nikes running around because of our new blue, light blue jerseys this year.
Let's get with the blue jerseys. Let's start with that.
Yeah, I'm
okay,
very
so I know it's the home opener.
That.
People have like the things they like to do for the first game at Wrigley Field. You guys, one of seven teams who have yet to play your home opener so far this season. But these baby blue jerseys, now I want one.
Yeah, so, you know, we discontinued the Wrigleyville jerseys. I can share with you, we have already sold more baby blue jerseys today than we sold all of the first year of the Wrigleyville jersey. So our marketing team, Jen Martindale and team, fabulous job. The baby blues come back. We were the first team in baseball to wear baby blue in 1941. We discontinued them in the 80s. And when we were looking at, so Nike gives you a three-year window to use an alternate jersey. So Wrigleyville was coming to the end of its life. We had to come up with something else. Great job by the team. Let's bring the baby blues back. They did research with the help of our team historian, like what else was happening in 1941 when we originally wore the baby blues besides the war. And we stumbled into this really cool rabbit hole on what was happening in the blues era of music. So we all know that the blues migrated from the Delta of Mississippi. So Chicago's not the home of the blues, but the blues became electrified in the early 1940s when the sound was needed because of larger venues that Muddy Waters and other artists were playing. So Chicago is the home of the electric blues. So we said, let's have fun with that. So you'll see on the blue jersey a guitar pick that says the word Chicago in it, references to the electric, because you'll see an electric bolt going through the word Cubs, and all sorts of other kind of hidden gems inside the baby blue jerseys, which is a lot of fun. And so far the fans are enjoying it, so that's what it's all about.
Well, I think that's a great point. It's kind of like your shoes, just having the little fly and the W on the back. Those are the details that people like. So what else can you tell us about the jersey that might be something that might resonate with people when they see it?
Well, for the, and we got the players' input. So as you all remember, we had quite a issue last year with the jerseys when Nike brought out the Vapor.
Oh, we remember.
Oh, yeah. As I do. I remember, well, I should.
You couldn't help but see it.
Let's Nike's a wonderful partner, and I won't say anything else other than I walked into spring training last year. Danny Mueller, our fabulous clubhouse leader, said, hey, we got an issue, and he showed me the jersey, and I said, those are jerseys, right? He goes, no, these are the players' jerseys. And we brought Ian and Dansby and Jameson in, and it was pretty quickly apparent, like, these aren't going to work. So let's give credit where it's due. Nike immediately pivoted with the league and said, this is a mistake. The font is too small. The moisture wicking doesn't work, and a number of other things. And they quickly pivoted for this season. The jerseys are wonderful this year. So I'm going to give Nike all the credit in the world. Like, great job recognizing the problem and fixing it. And then the baby blues, we got all sorts of fun little, the jock tags got special Sweet Home Chicago on it. And what's really cool, when you come to Gallagher Way now, you'll see a record store. We've never had a record store. So new and used vinyls being sold at something called Landmark Records.
Cool.
Right next to the Cubs store. And that's where you're going to find the baby blue jerseys. And when you walk in there, there's a music studio in the back, a blues player, I think today, I'm not sure, I can't remember who's playing in the back. All sorts of vinyl that you can buy, both new and used, and then our baby blue jerseys. So you're going to see lots of blues coming out of the ballpark this year, both at Gallagher Way, inside the ballpark, on our audio system and video boards, as we really celebrate, let's face it, Chicago and the blues and the baby blues kind of come together in one place at Wrigley Field.
I love that, and I love that it's all-encompassing. It's not just about baseball. It's about other things and how it's tied into baseball. So that's great. Now, once you get in the ballpark, every year you guys have a little something new. We've talked about the donuts, where you can squeeze, inject your strawberry or blueberry filling into that. What else is new at the ballpark this year?
So, some simple fan amenities. We replaced all the seats upstairs so that the upper deck needed new chairs, quite honestly. It was one of the things left in the 1060 project. So 1060 started 14 years ago. It's over. We finished it.
That's it? That's the last thing?
It's the last thing on the main menu. There's new lighting outside, so you're going to see we're going to have a lot of fun with both lighting and celebrating the ballpark more, but also now it's colorized so that we can celebrate various holidays, right? Mother's Day will be pink. Halloween will be orange. We'll be able to kind of light the ballpark in different ways. The Yeti Yard, which is our first kind of public-private space in the bleachers. The bleachers are still my favorite place to watch a game. Tons of energy, a lot of excitement. But as you get, I'm 60 plus, we'll say, you get to a certain age, GA seating with no backs. And
it's a bad situation.
It's not great. So we now have a place where you can go, you can reserve your seat, and still have all the fun and energy of the bleachers, but not battle the bachelor party next to you that has gone amok.
Are cup snakes still allowed?
Cup snakes are allowed.
Okay.
Just to be clear, we had a tough, the cup snakes phenomenon. We love fun. We like the bleachers should be a riot. On the other hand, you have a bunch of fans going, I can't see the game because people are throwing cups. I'm getting doused with beer. We want to protect the fans who want to watch the game and then let people still have fun. So last year we kind of designated a snake pit. If you want to build snakes, you go here and snake your A off, right? You go do your thing. But for fans who don't want to be around snakes, you can go somewhere else. So we're kind of trying to appease everyone. But the bleachers still, listen, I'm biased, although Sports Illustrated seems to agree with me. And I grew up in Boston going to Fenway my whole life, so I'm not just a homer. This ballpark is the greatest place in the world to watch baseball. And the bleachers inside the ballpark is the best part of the ballpark to watch a game. It is effing fun from morning to day to night, and it's Mardi Gras every day. And every time I walk through there, I see something going on that I'm either going, should that be happening? Maybe. but But it's just, it's fun, and we're about to start again, which is just, you know, that's the real joy of today.
Well, as a guy who knows Fenway all that well from growing
up. Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Up to see Wrigley Field jump up from 5 in last year's Sports Illustrated rankings, ballparks, to number 1. And you know, this team, happy to see home, because number 29 on that list happens to be Sutter Health Field, where they just came and they had a good time there. They swept the series with the Athletics. But now back home, how much pride does the organization take in a ranking like that, as arbitrary as it may be?
Yeah, listen, it's fickle. And like we kind of trade places with the Red Sox back and forth. It's special. It's, you know, you've heard me on this topic. It's just an incredible place. You know, I got this job 22 years ago. And when I got the job, I thought it was an honor and an opportunity. What I didn't realize, what it was an obligation. Like, you know, for a short while, they've entrusted this jewel, this cathedral, to a group of us to protect and try and improve. And when we got it, you know, we had concrete falling and all those other things. And so we've done our best. And to have someone say, like, it's the best place to watch baseball in the world, that feels pretty good. And all the credit belongs to David Cromwell, like Dan Kiermaier, the guy who runs the field itself. I was on the field today. That field was dirt 3 weeks ago. We played hockey throughout January on that field, as well as 2 football games, as a bunch of concerts. We played soccer there. We had golf there. Like, poor Dan Kiermaier, he used to manage a baseball field. Now he's got football, hockey, golf, soccer, concerts. And at the end of the day, he has to deliver that on opening day in pristine shape. And I was walking the field with him this morning. I'm like, man, I don't know how you do it. But 3 weeks ago, I'm out there, and it's all dirt. And I'm like, dude, you got this? And he goes, I got it. There's a few moments in your life where you're like, I know how I'm going to die. I'm going to be in the Spilotro pit in a field in Indiana when that field isn't ready on opening day. And so when I'm walking with him, he goes, I got this. I'm like, I sure hope you do. Sure enough, delivered in fine fashion.
I think one of the things I'm reminded of today specifically is what Jed Hoyer said when he talked about acquiring Kyle Tucker. And he said, what we want to sell him. And I feel the same about Ryan Pressly, too, even though I know he's got a little bit of experience. Neither one of them as home players. You know, to have that experience today is the what happens when you're that guy on this stage, knowing the multiplier that Wrigley Field is. This may be the biggest selling point to the both of them as to what this experience can be for them and how this season can really reward them. What are your thoughts when you think about what Jed had to say earlier in the year?
I believe that's true, and I hope that's really true with Kyle and Ryan as well. But, you know, I was in Tokyo with Dexter Fowler, our former center fielder, and who had played in a number of places.
You went.
Yeah, and he went. He goes, we go. And it was really fun to hear him talk about all the places he had played in his career and what Wrigley meant to him. And he, you know, he played elsewhere after he was here. You know, he went to St. Louis. And he's like, there's absolutely nothing. And he was center field, right? So he got to enjoy the bleacher crowd. Like, there is nothing like playing a game at Wrigley Field. And he's like, dude, I am a Cub forever. And I hope Mr. Tucker feels the same way, because that would be really great to see him in right field for a long time.
How much does it help to build the anticipation, not only not starting maybe with the season opener, but to see the team doing well coming into the first at home game of the season at Wrigley?
Yeah, we know we have the toughest month of baseball of any team all season, so we know April's really, really tough. To come in after a good road trip, you know, yeah, you know, could it have been one game better? Sure. But listen, you sweeping any club is hard. And our guys, this is our fourth home opener. We opened in Japan, we opened in Arizona, we opened in Sacramento, and now we'll open here. A lot of distractions, a lot of travel. No excuses, but it's a lot. And to come back, you know, with a winning record from that trip, really, really good. And the way we've been winning lately in particular, the bats are, you know, Seiya's such a gifted player. He's like, I think in my 20-plus years, maybe the most gifted, underrated player. Like, no one nationally really talks about Seiya, but when you look at the numbers and his OPS during his career with us, you're like, that's an elite player that doesn't get a lot of love. I think Ian Happ, another one similar, like every year, incredibly steady, high performance, and not a lot of chatter. Obviously, King Tuck has already gotten the chatter because you go four straight games with a home run, people are going to talk about it.
Well, and it's nice to see that protection in the lineup really work together, as we saw, especially in the last series. We were talking to Cubs President of Business Operations, Crane Kinney, on The Score. And Crane, there's a lot of discussion about just either a progress check when it comes to where to find Marquee. Comcast is especially pivotal in this. You know it's been in the news recently here. What can you tell us about where to watch and how when it comes to the cable distributors and just how to watch Marquee overall?
Yeah, so our agreement with Comcast expired in September. So we've been negotiating with them since then, and we've been operating on short-term extension since. Been very blessed that we've remained on the basic cable package. And so Marquee subscribers who have cable or satellite can watch us as they always have. The Marquee stream, for those who are cord cutters or cord nevers, it's up 50% over a year ago. So the streaming business continues to grow, and I think I might not be sitting here in a few years because I'm going to age out of this job, and you guys will still be here. But I think in 3, 4, 5 years, whoever's in my chair will tell you most of our audience is watching on the stream. That's where the business is going. But like as we sit here today, we have an unfinished Comcast agreement, which we're working really hard to get done. And then the streaming package is the way to go. I stare across the street at our friends at CHSN who don't have a Comcast deal, you know, and it kills me that you know my friends are not on the predominant carrier and are going to lose the whole hockey and basketball season and now the beginning of the baseball season. But it's a reminder of how hard the environment is right now because they have really great leadership. They've been trying really hard with Comcast to get their network launched and they can't get there. And then you saw Comcast tiered their own networks in California. They tiered the Red Sox. They tiered the Pirates. So, you know, that's the direction life is heading.
And when you talk about tier, for those who may not know, it's just a higher level of subscriber tier.
Correct.
I also want to ask you this before we go. You mentioned that guitar pick on the shoulder of the baby blue jerseys. Understood that Eddie Vedder's probably already asked you about that guitar pick.
Yeah, so Ed was with us in Tokyo. And, you know, like, we're so lucky. Our fans travel for us. Bill Murray there, Jack White there. Ed shows up, and Ed always has picks with him to give fans. So if you kind of run into him and you're a fan, he's going to give you something. He's the most generous person, let alone rock star, right, that we know. And he loves the baby blue and the tie-in with music. So we'll get him some baby blue guitar picks, and hopefully he'll play them.
That sounds like a plan.
Great. And then one more question for you. From a texter, can I buy a record and bring it into the park? I'm interested in buying a few on Sunday.
That's a question I don't know the answer to. I don't think records are a prohibited item. I don't think they can hurt anyone. I guess you could throw them. I'm going to say yes on that. That if you buy a record, we're going to let you in the ballpark with it.
I mean, umbrellas are tricky.
Umbrellas are tricky.
You never know.
Yeah. But the record store, check it out. We'll have live music in there. And I think it's just going to be a really fun place for people to hang.
I love that this is a new problem that you now have to address because it's a great problem to have when you have records offered right outside the ballpark.
How about we break a few records inside, too? That'd be good.
That works. Crane Kinney and his awesome Nike Air Force Ones. President of Business Operations, joining us on The Score for opening day. Happy real opening day.
Happy opening day. Thanks so much for joining us.
Anytime.
Thank you so much to Crane Kinney. And thanks to our crowd here at Sluggers.